You're with Raph.
And this week's Changing Track is for Graham. My parents had a lousy marriage, and I had a poor relationship with my father. He finally left for good just after I turned 18. Despite me succeeding at school, getting a uni scholarship, and being a pretty low-maintenance teenager, his parting shot was to tell me what a failure I was as a son. His scorn wounded me profoundly. Looking back, I seem to have acted out this presumed failure. There was self-destructive behaviour, fuelled by drugs and alcohol, and I dropped out of uni. But by some effort and luck, I emerged relatively unscathed, and I completed my studies. After years of no contact, I started meeting my father for a meal a few times a year, and we gradually developed a cordial relationship, but we were far from close. Things changed when I was living overseas with my wife and baby. I was homesick, and so I was delighted when Dad wrote a letter offering lucrative work, taking over his small contracting outfit. This happened on the eve of an interview for a job in San Francisco. I would have blitzed it had I not been so excited and distracted by the letter. So we returned to Oz, only to find the whole situation with my father was a complete mess. There was nothing like the money he promised. He would not hand over any work, and he was in his own deep emotional crisis, caused by another relationship breakdown elsewhere in the family. Any compassion I felt for him was tempered by responsibility for my own young family and by memories of his earlier heartless treatment. By now, my wife and I had blown our meagre savings just to get by, so we cut our losses and moved on, parting acrimoniously with my father and reminding him of his earlier judgment of me. I took bitter pleasure in telling him what a failure I now thought he was. And I hardly thought of him for many years, ploughing through my midlife, family and career busyness. But then, we met unexpectedly at a relative's wedding and had a pleasant brief chat. A happy occasion. It was no place for old recriminations. I was moved by his reaction when he met my young daughters. Some months later, I heard my Changing Track on the radio. I'd never heard the song before, but suddenly found myself completely overwhelmed. Unable to drive, I pulled over and proceeded to sob my heart out. The genie was now well out of the bottle. The next few months were spent working my way through all my old anger, hurt, and fear. Eventually, despite all the problems and my reluctance, I could admit I needed some sort of relationship with him. With complete honesty, I wrote him a letter, acknowledging the difficulties and my needs. For better or worse, we were stuck with each other, and I left it up to him. He phoned me a week later. We began regular phone calls, and soon I flew up to visit him. When we met at the airport, I hugged my father for the first time in my mid-40s. He looked terrified as I raised my arms, but then relaxed and we hugged warmly. It was nerve-wracking talking for those few days, but it was wonderful. I sobbed again as my return flight took off, but this time for different reasons. Over the next year and a half, he visited us in Melbourne and we spent Christmas with him. Things could still be pretty awkward, but we were both trying and it felt good. I looked forward to learning to trust each other. His death came suddenly. Over the phone, I told him I loved him for the first time ever. It was our last conversation before he lapsed into unconsciousness. A week later, I was at his bedside when he died. My grief was profound and shocking, stunning me with its overwhelming ferocity, and it continued for over a year. I could not help wondering how I would have felt if we had not reconciled. That difficult, scary step remains one of the best things I've ever done. 3 decades later, the pain is now somewhat muted, but whenever I hear this song, it all comes back. I once again become a boy lost in his need for his father's love. I encourage everyone to heed the song's message. If you leave it too late, that person might be gone before you've said what you need to say. There's no second chance when they go, and you could be stuck forever with your unresolved grief, deprived forever of the love that can flow from forgiveness. Graham's Changing Track is In the Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics.